The Bleck and Abdallah podcast is brought to you by Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago. If you're looking to get out of that tiny apartment and into your own home, visit nhschicago.org/team.
Bless you.
I didn't sneeze yet.
You're about to, though. I wanted to make sure you were pre-blessed.
My allergies for the last, 2 weeks... It's like my face has been in the position of waiting for a sneeze.
Yeah.
Permanently for the last two weeks.
Yeah, it's allergy season, bro.
No, I know.
Ragweed, hay fever.
The ragweed was high the other day.
Grass,
dust. On Saturday night, so we played golf on Saturday. We were outside the entire day.
Yeah.
Saturday night, I felt like my face was kicked by a donkey.
Oh, by the time I got home,
I was messed up Saturday night.
My eyes looked like I had smoked 1,000 bowls. And truthfully, I'd only smoked 500 bowls, so it was weird.
Yeah, it was a lot less. I drink a lot of Crushworthy, though. We were drinking Crushworthy on the course from Great Lakes Brewing Company, so that was a good way to go. It was a great Saturday. And how about this? The group, the four of us, I think it was the first time all four of us went under 90, right?
Yeah, we did.
As a collective group, we all shot under 90.
Which means it'll never happen again. And
well, we're making strides. We're moving forward. We're getting better.
Yeah.
It's something to celebrate.
Yeah. Can't wait to shoot 110 tomorrow.
Well, it's fine. You could do that tomorrow, but I'm going to continue to try and get better.
It'll be the course.
Yeah, blame the course. Because, that's the thing. The entire group shot under, that's good. That's progress.
Yeah, we did it. High fives are all around.
Bleck and Abdallah here with you here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Okay, White Sox baseball coming up tonight. White Sox in Kansas City, the face-off against the Royals. Johnny Cueto on the mound, first start of the season last year with the San Francisco Giants. Cueto went 7-7 with a 4.08 ERA. White Sox baseball at 6:30. Connor McKnight will have the pregame show right here on ESPN 1000. And then Len Casper and Darren Jackson will have the call of the game right here on ESPN 1000 just after 7 o'clock. White Sox baseball, your home for White Sox baseball is ESPN 1000. Make it the soundtrack to your summer.
I don't know what they're expecting out of Johnny Cueto in this start specifically. Obviously you want someone who's going to, is it someone who's going to eat innings? Is it someone who's going to give you five and then you turn over to the bullpen, but the bullpen hasn't been great. So I wonder what they're expecting out of Johnny Cueto. Obviously they gave him the contract. They expect him to be part of the rotation throughout this season. But what is, because Keuchel was pitching well the last two outings, and Kopech looked decent except for one inning. So you've gotten, Cease was roughed up by the Yankees but had 10 strikeouts, so he's just got to figure out a few command issues there. But it seemed like this was a move because you had injuries to Lynn, obviously. He's still rehabbing. You had Giolito, who was hurt for a little bit. He came back, and now he's on the COVID list, so hopefully he can come off it soon. So I'm wondering if this is an innings eater or if this is just a guy who's hey, we just need bodies at this point because we've got injuries.
We have White Sox and Royals coming up at 6:30 right here on ESPN 1000. Two game sevens yesterday in the NBA, Abdallah. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Suns 123-90 and the Celtics beat the Bucks 109-81. So as we can kind of take a look at the final four in the NBA. In the Eastern Conference, you have the Celtics and the Heat. In the Western Conference, the Mavericks and the Warriors. That series, the Western Conference Finals, starts on Wednesday. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, will be the start of the Celtics and the Heat in the Conference Finals, in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know, as a Bulls fan, as we sit here and we watch the playoffs develop, the one thing that I'm taking out of seeing what we saw in the East is that you really don't have to have a number one super, super, superstar to get your team to the conference finals.
Super duper star?
Well, with both the Heat and the Celtics, it's more of a team effort. I get it. Jimmy Butler is very good, and Jason Tatum are both very good. Hmm. Both star-level players for each of their teams.
Yeah.
I don't think you would ever put Tatum or Butler in the conversation of top five.
No.
I think you're pushing it if it's a top 10 conversation. And sometimes, you get a little heat of the moment type of thing because you're caught up in this year's playoffs. You forget the guys who maybe are not involved in the playoffs, like a LeBron James, other guys around the league, injuries and all this stuff. Both very talented guys.
Okay.
But I think what we saw with the Heat and the Celtics to get to this point is that a team can win in today's current NBA. We have all these conversations. Can you get that number one star?
However.
That is something that we do when we talk NBA basketball.
But however, are we having this conversation if Middleton is playing.
No, because the Bucks, Celtics win. I mean, because the Bucks win. Probably
so
win.
So we're only having this conversation because their second best player is hurt and couldn't play the entire series.
Yes, but what happened? What happened is the Celtics are in the conference finals.
Only because someone was injured.
Okay, but injuries happen.
I get that.
Ja Morant got hurt.
Okay.
You can't guarantee health throughout a season.
No, I understand, but saying that
you
don't
need... Go back 2 years ago, 2019, Klay Thompson got hurt in the
You can say you don't need a superstar, but you got to put a little asterisk next to it, because if they had Middleton, they'd be in the conference finals.
I disagree with you. There's no asterisk for the Celtics getting to the conference finals.
Yeah, there is.
No, because of Chris Middleton? You want a Chris Middleton asterisk?
Yeah, I do.
Are you insane?
I do.
Of the players that go down to injury,
yeah, you don't
you
think
want
that
an
they
asterisk
would be,
for... So in this round, if the Celtics get to the finals and Kyle Lowry somehow doesn't play, he's not likely to play in game one of the Eastern Finals for the Heat, do you want a Kyle Lowry asterisk too?
Well, no, the asterisk is always because of Middleton. The Celtics wouldn't be in this if Middleton was in.
So what's the caliber of player? You want asterisks for every single
series.
He's
their second best player.
Sure, and sometimes that's just how the cookie crumbles.
Without
that's how
them.
It breaks.
Without
some,
him,
those are the breaks.
They're Giannis and nothing else.
Well, and we saw that. And that's why it's difficult to repeat. You can't guarantee health. And that's why when you look at your Bulls team, sitting on the sidelines looking in, how can you get to the conference finals? I think the thing that you can take from it is that you don't have to have one of the five best players in the NBA to get to the conference finals.
All
you
right.
You don't. You really don't. Now, do the Bulls need to be improved? Sure. They need more talent. That's an absolute. Mm-hmm. They need better shooting from the bigs. They need guys who can guard multiple positions on the perimeter. They need another guard as well. You say, okay, well, we have questions with Lonzo Ball's health going forward. We have Alex Caruso. We have Zach LaVine. Do you trust him being a max guy going forward? You're going to need a third guard to mix in there. Zach, DeMar, and you need someone else to be a legit threat. Either shooting from three, but also getting to the rim. I just think that when you see the Celtics and the Heat get there, they're both very good teams. They're very good defensive teams as well.
Yeah.
But they don't have a number one superstar. Jason Tatum may get there at some point. Budding superstar.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it should give you some level of hope that you can accomplish this without landing Giannis or LeBron or Kevin Durant or Luka, right? Like, you can get there without one of those guys.
I think the difference is, and we talked about it before these game sevens and last week, is you need the guy with the killer instinct, right? You need a guy like Tatum who can just say, this is my night, I'm taking over. Jimmy Butler, this is my night, I'm taking over. Ja Morant, this is my night, I went healthy. This is Luka, this is my night, I'm taking over. The Bulls don't have that guy. Like, LaVine's great and everything, but until the Bulls get someone like that, then I like the Warriors have two of them in Klay and Steph. They can both do it if they wanted to. I don't think you don't need a super duper star like you're saying, but you need someone who has that killer instinct, and I don't think the Bulls have that guy.
Well, they may not have that number one guy, but I think if you match up the two teams that got to the Eastern Finals, yeah, the East is different than the way the West played out. The Western Conference played out where a top five player got his team to that level, and then the other team that's there, the Golden State Warriors, they're a former champion who have one of the all-time great players in Stephen Curry still in his prime, and then they have guys with a championship pedigree. I think the way the West has shaken out is different than the conclusions we can take from the Eastern Conference. The Eastern Conference, the teams with the top-level stars all fell by the wayside. The Milwaukee Bucks, the Philadelphia 76ers. We saw the Nets bow out early. So if you're looking at it, in the Eastern Conference, I think before the playoffs started, we sat here and we said, you know, the Bulls have absolutely no shot. Mm-hmm. Well, you might say the chances aren't great, but with some improvements, you can play. Like, are you telling me throughout the season you thought Boston for the entire season was absolutely better than the Chicago Bulls?
No, it wasn't until around the second half of the season that we started saying
okay.
that.
Okay, right. And so Miami, they beat the Bulls each and every time. Mm-hmm. They were a better team than the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine at some point the Bulls could get to that level. I mean, are the Heat that impressive? Hey, both teams are very good. On the Western side, though, you know, Dallas playing four out, having all shooters, three guards in Dinwiddie and then also Brunson with Luka, being able to attack and kick it out to Bullock and to Powell and Finney Smith and just guys who can shoot. Like, that's what the Bulls need to be able to do. They need more guards, and they need guys who can shoot the basketball. That's what they need going forward.
Yeah, and I think that they'll address that in the offseason, depending on what they do with Zach LaVine. Like, when healthy, Zach LaVine can put up 30 a night if he needs to. We've seen that happen. They have shooters. The problem is they haven't been able to stay healthy with him, with Lonzo, the only guy that was able to stay healthy the entire season was DeMar DeRozan. But DeMar DeRozan can't shoot from three, so he's kind of not a one-trick pony, but he's the guy that you can't guarantee you're going to see that from him every single night.
No, you can't. But going forward, you're going to have to figure out something to be competitive.
Yeah,
you can't just say, "Oh, we're not going to try because Boston's better."
You can't just run it back as is.
Miami's better. Well, you're right. They need to make additions. It's Black and Abdallah.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Check out the podcast of Black and Abdallah on the ESPN Chicago app. It's brought to you by Neighborhood Housing Services of Chicago. If you're looking to get out of that tiny apartment and into your own home, visit nhschicago.org/team. Also, check out the Bear Down podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Tomorrow, we have a new episode being released with Deion Miller from ABC7 and ESPN 1000.
I wonder what we'll discuss.
The Chicago Bears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Deion. Check it out, the podcast, the Bear Down podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Thank you to Tyler Aki producing tonight's show. White Sox baseball coming up in 11 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. Jesus and Broadview, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys? Just picking up with a bucket of chicken for dinner. I was listening to you guys and had a question for you guys. The way the NBA is going now, you see Dallas, what they're doing with Luka. And again, Miami's got a bunch of role players that are stepping up on the verge of superstardom. Do you guys feel it's more advantageous now to build that way where you have one true superstar and you go back to the dynamic of a bunch of role players that are, on the verge of superstardom? And do you think that's the route the Bulls should take instead of trying to another mega, the three-headed monster the way the Lakers did, and you saw what happened with them, at least this year anyway. So, but that was my question to you guys. I want to see what you guys thought.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jesus. I'd say, first of all, you want to avoid what the Lakers tried to do at all costs.
Never go with what the Lakers are
you
doing.
Still want to try and land that number one superstar. Yeah. That's the objective.
Well, the issue here is with construction of these teams is, like, you also have to have a couple guys who will wow you at certain times. Like, look at what Jalen Brunson was doing for the Mavs. Like, you need to have a guy that's like, oh man, this dude put up 40 tonight. This dude put up 30 tonight. Like, every once in a while when you're superstar, and we saw it with the Derrick Rose teams. Like, when Derrick was flat, the rest of the team was also flat. Like, you needed to have guys that could step up and score when someone was having an off night shooting.
Sure.
Like, if Luka's not having a good night, the Mavs have other guys that can step up and be shooters. The Suns didn't when Booker and Chris Paul were not having good nights. Like, you need to have those other guys, those role players that can surprise you every once in a while and step up and be the guys that are leading you in scoring for that night when your superstar is having a down night, because they're not going to be on every single night.
Steven in Crystal Lake, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Steven?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
I was just curious to hear from you guys where you guys put Devin Booker in this, like, star superstar ranking, and if that game last night, yesterday, changed your opinion on that at all, because I don't know, in my mind, no number one lets that ever happen in that game seven spot.
Yeah, it's a valid point, Steven, and it was embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know, watching the first half and in the second quarter when Dallas kept hitting buckets and every trip down for Phoenix was empty And nothing was working at all.
Mm-hmm.
And no one, like, took control. CP3 didn't take control. Book didn't take control. Ayton was useless. The whole operation completely malfunctioned. Credit to the Mavs, though, for playing the defense that caused that. And to answer the question, Book, I would say, is in that second tier. Second tier of guys who are not quite the number one superstars, but pretty close. Like with Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, you know, you sneak Zach LaVine into that conversation towards the back end of that. Those are all guys who are stars, but they're not superstars.
They're all stars. They're not superstars.
Yeah, they're all stars. Yeah. And Book is young enough that perhaps at some point he can get there.
Yeah.
Same with Jason Tatum. But like it's one of those conversations that you're trying to build a roster. You're not just letting those guys walk, and that's why I think Zach LaVine will still get a max contract from the Chicago Bulls.
Oh yeah, because it's hard to find all-stars like that are going to give you 30-35 a night, and LaVine's proven that when healthy, he's able to do that. You just need to be one of those teams that surround them with a bunch of other talent, the way the Celtics have surrounded, you know, Tatum with talent, the way the Mavs have surrounded Luka with talent, the way the Suns are constructed. Like, you need talented guys around to support that, because he can't just do it by himself.
Each night here on the show, Black and Abdallah, we like to play for you the song of the night.
I want to rock!
Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial, because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume, because it's time for Black and Abdallah's song of the night.
Yo, later.
Tonight's song, we go to Asia. Even the moment from 1982. It's your song tonight with Black and Abdallah.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. To another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment.
So, doll, this is our song of the night, Asia's Heat of the Moment, because their self-titled debut album hit number one on the Billboard album charts for the first time on May 15th, yesterday in 1982, 40 years ago. They held the spot for 2 weeks, and then they returned later for another 7-week run as the top album on Billboard's charts.
Asia among the great one-name location bands.
Yes.
Asia, Boston,
sure.
America.
Yes. You got any more there? You just got three?
Journey.
Kansas? Is that
Kansas? 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 Oh. I'm trying to think of other ones. You can put them in the chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. John Wetton, the bass player, wrote this song. The lyrics are an abject apology for my dreadful behavior towards a particular woman, the woman I would eventually marry but divorce 10 years later.
That's quite a ride. All right.
The chorus began its life as a 6/8 country song. All right.
A what?
A country song. It's 6/8 time.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a time signature. Don't worry about it.
I said something else.
Don't worry about
it. Don't mind me.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. This song was in the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, and so...
an episode of South Park, too.
When we were rolling this song into the audio system...
Europe, too. Thanks, Connor. Sorry. Go ahead.
We're watching clips of the 40-Year-Old Virgin. Boy, is that movie old.
Yeah.
Like that movie looks old.
Yes,
it's
yeah,
great.
It does.
It's a classic.
Well, Jonah Hill looks like he's 15 in that movie.
It looks old.
Some other ones are Alabama, Chicago.
Oh, that's right, Chicago! What are we doing?
Well, Chicago Transit Authority, but then they had to change their name to Chicago. Also, I said great bands. And I was right. There is a line where they say, is that a framed Asia poster?
And the 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Yeah.
Of course.
A cool poster, though. Their graphics are always great. Their CD covers, this one's got a big old dragon on it. In the water, it's a water dragon.
Did you select the album cut?
I did. I gave you the album version, the 350, not the single version. You get the extra the extra little
noodling? Yeah.
The little extra noodling in this one.
Asia, Heat of the Moment. It's your song of the night.
Heat of the moment.
turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Each night here on the show, we bring to you the Song of the Night. We told Connor that hopefully he would like tonight's song. So I hope he did. Here on the show, we have White Sox baseball coming up in 2 minutes on ESPN 1000. You know, our friend Brian O'Connor continues to send us White Sox reports. We're the home of the White Sox. We don't need his reports anymore.
Congratulations to Brian.
Congratulations to Brian, though. All right, here's his White Sox report.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Bro Connor's proud of you.
Thanks, guys. Well, I think actually a pretty good week for the Sox. I know we had the canceled game in Cleveland, and people are dismayed about the Yankees series loss. But, you know, the pitching matchups didn't line up our way. And, you know, I think the bats are going to turn around. Plus, we got that Luis walk-off on Saturday, which, you know, of course, it's nothing like the almost walk-off we had in San Diego with Frank the Tank, you know. It's, you know, one of the great hits in Cubs history. We got the Schwarber home run. We got the almost grand slam by Frank the Tank, you know. If only there had been baskets, then it would have been amazing. Wow. But whatever. They still win the series anyway. And then, of course, they go to Arizona and win that series, you know, which is great. We get to play my favorite game ever, which is to, like, pretend the Cubs are an away team in any park ever. No, you got 20,000 people cheering for you. I think that's how they were able to manage to get through that, you know, tough environment and score some runs at the top of the ninth. How amazing. And the reward, of course, is now they get to come on and play the Pirates again, because why not? They play the Pirates every freaking week. And then the Diamondbacks are coming in. And then, finally, we get to the Reds. The unbelievably bad Reds you get to play. They're going to be on a 20-game winning streak. And then come the Sox. Anyway, thanks for letting me talk about the White Sox.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Bro Connor's proud of you.
Now, picture a music instructor at a high school sitting in his car on his lunch break, screaming into his phone.
Lunch break? He sends this to us at like 8 o'clock in the morning. That's 6 o'clock LA time. This dude is, before he's going into school, yelling in the parking lot of the high school before he goes in to instruct band.
I was trying to help him out and say
no!
It was his lunch break.
No, morning. Early morning rage.
Johnny Cueto's on the mound tonight. White Sox baseball against the Royals in Kansas City. Kyra McKnight is next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.